Salman Qadir Rahmatullah Alayhi, he has mentioned a very rare story about a very pious and honest man, a very pious and honest man from Khurasan. This man used to live in Makkah Mukarramah. People used to leave their property as a trust with him. Once a person left 10,000 dinars as a trust with him and went away on a journey. When that person returned, the trustee, that is the pious man, had died. So the person made inquiries from the family of the deceased, but no. And now, as a large sum of money was involved, the owner asked a gathering of ulama in Makkah Mukarramah as to what he should do. So the ulama told him that the Khurasani person whom you have entrusted this wealth with, he was a very pious person who must be in paradise. So the owner, the ulama had advised him that he should visit the Zamzam well, and after midnight, he should call the name of the trustee, call out his name, asking him about his money. The owner repeated the process for 3 nights, but received no reply. He went back to the ulama and told them about his efforts. They were surprised. And they said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." They were afraid lest he should not be in paradise. So they advised him to go to visit a certain place where he would find a valley by the name of Barhut. And in it, there is a well. He should make a loud call into the well. He did so and received a reply after the very first call that his money was safe. Not trusting his children, he had buried it in such and such place inside the house, and the person should ask his son to show him that place where he should dig his money out. The man did so and got back his wealth. He, however, in astonishment, asked the deceased person how he was in such a place in spite of being a pious person. The deceased man told him that he had some relatives, family members in Khurasan, with whom he had broken his relationship, and he had died without mending it, which had become the cause of his punishment. May Allah Ta'ala kana understanding. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdi.